From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan city Kabul. The suicide bombing at the Bakir ul Ulum Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. The bomber entered during a religious ceremony and detonated the explosive strapped to his body. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement. Syrian government forces have advanced inside the city of Aleppo after launching attacks on rebel-held areas. Government forces are pressing to recapture the city's eastern neighborhoods. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the government has taken control of one northeastern district. It is the most important advance that the government has made so far. Also, the seventh straight day of airstrikes by government warplanes has left residents with almost no access to medical treatment. Both Syria and Russian government officials have denied targeting medical facilities. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. The prosecution says it has evidence implicating Ms. Park as an accomplice in the alleged crimes. The death toll from a train derailment in India rose to 142 Monday morning after rescue workers completed a search for bodies trapped in the rubble. Rescue workers pulled more than 220 injured people from the wreckage of the derailed passenger train. The train was traveling Sunday between the cities of Indore and Patna in a rural district of Uttar Pradesh state, the cause of the crash not yet known. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will soon make some key appointments to his new administration. Trump is meeting Monday with two more possible cabinet picks, former Texas Governor Rick Perry for Energy Secretary and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon for Interior Secretary. Trump is also meeting with a longtime political ally, former House of Representatives Speaker Newt Gingrich. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway said, not all of the parade of visitors Trump has met with in recent days will wind up working in his administration. Police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannon during battles with protesters late Sunday in the U.S. state of North Dakota. Demonstrators have for months been trying to block the construction of an oil pipeline that they say threatens water supplies and what they consider sacred tribal lands. Construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline is nearly complete. The fighting broke out when about 400 protesters tried to break through a police barricade on a bridge. Police say protesters threw rocks and set fires. One officer was hit in the head by a rock. A contingent of Japanese troops arrived in South Sudan on Monday to join UN peacekeepers. They are the first Japanese soldiers deployed abroad with a mandate to use force in over 70 years since the end of World War II. The 350 soldiers are taking over from a previous contingent of Japanese peacekeepers who served in the United Nations mission in South Sudan but were not authorized to use force. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's actions over the years have been defensive and proportionate, in line with international commitments. Addressing a NATO Parliamentary Assembly meeting in Istanbul Monday, Stoltenberg touched on relations with Russia, the failed coup attempt in Turkey, and presidential elections in the United States. He described the failed July coup attempt in Turkey as a sober reminder that democracy and freedom cannot be taken for granted and must be vigorously defended. Human Rights Watch says it has satellite evidence that more than 1,000 houses in Rohingya villages have been destroyed in northwestern Myanmar. The rights organization has called on the government to invite the United Nations to conduct an investigation into the widespread destruction of the villages. HRW believes the destruction was caused by government troops. According to a letter published Monday, Pope Francis has extended to all Roman Catholic priests the power to forgive abortion. The measure, previously in place temporarily for the duration of the just-ended Holy Year of Mercy, is now extended indefinitely. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.